State lawmakers tried passing two bills relating to ballot question committees. One required transparency for the top 50 contributors to the contributing organization or political action committee that funds ballot questions. Another sought to cap out-of-state money. SDPB's Lee Strubinger joins us from the studios in Rapid City to talk more about these bills. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. Where did the idea for this legislation come from?
Well, you know, ever since IM-22 passed, initiated Measure 22, we've heard from lawmakers a lot about outside groups coming into South Dakota to test their ballot question ideas here in the state. What with, you know, what they say is the low signature requirements and cheap media markets. A lot of the times they're saying that these out-of-state groups sort of use these initiatives to raise money nationwide to test their ideas elsewhere across the country. To either support or oppose a ballot measure. Now, last election, we did see quite a bit of money make its way into the state. The two ballot question, for example, the two question ballot question committees that supported initiated Measure 22 spent about $1.65 million supporting initiated Measure 22. The committee that opposed IM-22, they spent almost $600,000. So we've got a fairly good chunk of change coming into the state for that kind of stuff. And to say that lawmakers were offended by the ballot measures and commercial advertisement depictions, I think would be an understatement. So, and that's what these two bills sought to do, was just limit that out-of-state influence on ballot questions.
So break it down to the individual bills and what they were looking for.
Sure. I guess in a nutshell, House Bill 1074, it sought to cap out-of-state contributions to statewide ballot question committees at $100,000 per election cycle, so every 2 years. And then House Bill 1200 basically says that if you're going to donate to a national organization that donates to a South Dakota ballot question committee, we have to know the top 50 contributors to that national organization. So for an example, the group Represent Us, the Massachusetts-based group that helped fund the IM-22 campaign.
Right.
Basically, we're saying we want to know who the top 50 contributors are.
All right, Lee. So if both the bills are dead, why are we talking about them?
Well, the bills themselves might be dead, but what I'm hearing is that there could be an appetite by some lawmakers to try these bills again next session. I did have a chance to sit down with Speaker of the House, Mark Mickelson, for a few minutes, and he says he was disappointed that neither of the bills made it to the governor's desk.
Contributor disclosure to 501c4s is a new idea in South Dakota, and so this was our first attempt at it. We'll work with some of our opponents to see if we can overcome some of their objections. We had some success. We were able, frankly, to get it off the House floor with pretty decent support. We ran into some difficulty in the Senate. We really hadn't had a chance to work the bill and try to build up the support that we probably needed. So we're certainly disappointed, but that's the process. So you don't come out here with every idea that you think improves the transparency of the political process, and particularly the initiated measure process, and expect to have success on your first run at it. So I would guess we'll come back at it with a different variation in the future. And maybe we'll have to go through another problematic ballot initiative election cycle before people decide they need to do something about it. I don't know. This isn't really new. It was just particularly evident this year, and it really consumed, frankly, this legislative session. And I'm glad we brought it. I designated a fair amount of work to the effort, learned a lot. So I'm disappointed, but you know, when your bills get assigned to certain committees, you kind of know what the outcome is going in. And the real interesting part is, there were a fair amount of what I'll call establishment South Dakota organizations that decided to take a position against the bill that wouldn't have been affected by it. Okay? And so I wonder if they aren't disconnected from their membership and their constituencies. I'm fairly confident that the bread and butter little guy in my legislative district wants to know who's bringing a message to this state and whether they're going to be affected by it before they start dumping in their money and decide to listen to their message. I think that's I frankly think it's a common sense message.
Do you see this coming up in the I guess the task force if it gets passed this for this summer?
A bill like House Bill 1200, a bill like House Bill 1074 that Representative Gosch brought, they represent new ideas. And depending upon the makeup of the task force and what their mood is and how far they want to push, I would guess they'll be discussed. They're difficult topics. They have a little bit of controversy associated with them. I think the conservative political establishment point of view, kind of what I call the fourth branch of government, the money machine out of Washington, D.C., they tell their people that this will hurt their fundraising efforts and don't support it, okay? And I think we can overcome that message, but we're going to have to get this groups like South Dakota Retailers, the South Dakota Chamber, those kinds of organizations. We're going to have to sit down and work with them so that we can find some common ground and find something in there that they could end up supporting.
Was that part of, because I heard a little bit of the amendment that I think you brought forward that I guess excluded the NRA from that requirement?
Yes. Yeah, so we met with the NRA. They don't participate in ballot committee question contributions. They do independent expenditures. We took out the contributor disclosure requirement from independent expenditures. That's typically where a business or a 501c4, kind of one of these organizations, or a wealthy individual will go spend directly on advocacy publications. They won't form a committee and gather money from many people, but they will go out just themselves and spend directly. And then they have similar disclosure requirements, frankly, I think more frequently, because we're not primarily concerned about that. And that was the NRA's concern. So we were able to work that out with them in a way that didn't really mute the purpose of our bill. And if it had been adopted, I'm confident they would have testified that they were neutral on the bill.
I guess, is there anything else that you wanted to add about 1200?
No, it was an interesting journey. I mean, it was quite a battle, frankly, to get it off the House floor. We'll see what next year brings.
That's SDPB's political reporter Lee Strubinger in conversation with Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson. Thanks, Lee. We'll see you on Thursday.
Hey, see you later.